Good evening. I will now call the March 10, 2025 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the agenda tonight?
Not at this time.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Mr. Lovinggood?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Aye, too. Vote of 3-0, the agenda is approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. And to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated, hold an expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people with protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present the exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you ask questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and remain online to view deliberation at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. Proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here that have a cell phone, we ask that you turn to silent service for the duration of the meeting. Come up to the podium. Please note that there is a button. You want to make sure that you hit that button so that your microphone is green. That indicates that it is on.